Now let's lead off with local restaurant owners who say they hope they won't be closed for long because of potential spread of COVID-19. Eric Stock takes a look at how the coronavirus and Governor J.B. Pritzker's order is impacting the food industry.
Ken Mishka co-owns four restaurants in McLean County and will be opening a fifth later this year. Three of them just announced new delivery service, but he says they'll still need to cut back hours for 200-plus employees.
I'm really concerned just mostly about, you know, my hourly employees, my variable hour employees, the part-time employees, the ones that, you know, in the foreseeable future, I don't have the means to give them as much assistance as I need to give them.
Mishka says it'll take a week to see how much staffing they'll need to maintain delivery service. Then they'll devote some staff to building, remodeling, and upkeep. Restaurants that lack drive-through capabilities and don't have drivers will shut down completely for at least the next 2 weeks. Angie Ballantini is the manager at Lakeside Country Club in Bloomington. She's had to lay off 40 employees. She says the club could consider drive-through or delivery if the shutdown is prolonged.
It's not something that we have that kind of capability. If they decide that this needs to be closed longer, that might be something that the board will decide. We talked about that.
Ballantini says the country club has canceled six private events scheduled for the spring. Food delivery drivers are hoping they'll be in higher demand now that the governor has banned in-store dining through the end of the month. Scott Vanderbush of Normal is a full-time delivery driver. He says business dropped sharply in the week leading up to the ban because of coronavirus fears.
We don't make hourly rate. You know, that's one thing a lot of people don't realize. We're basically, you know, a sales position. The more orders, the more money. So if you cut out the orders, that takes my pay away. There's no, you know, emergency backup of, well, at least I still get an hourly paycheck. If people aren't ordering and use the service, I don't make anything.
Vanderbush says the only economic benefit from COVID-19 is gas prices have dropped below $2 a gallon. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
In other coronavirus news, the state said yesterday there are 12 new cases across Illinois, including in Peoria and Will counties. There are now 105 cases in 15 counties. The Illinois House has postponed its session in Springfield until danger from the spreading virus abates, and the Bloomington Normal YMCA remain closed through March 29th. You can see a full list of closures at wglt.org/coronavirus. Unit 5 and District 87 teachers were hard at work yesterday preparing for what's largely unknown, how long this coronavirus threat will last. They're preparing materials to keep kids learning even if schools remain closed beyond this week or next or into April. One thing's for sure, all schools will definitely be closed through March 30th. Ben Matthews with the Illinois Education Association works closely with teachers union members in District 87 and Unit 5. He told me the last few days have been hectic since the governor announced the closures.
It's been a lot of conversations and meetings trying to kind of distill all the information.